Chapter 12. Dr. Kemp's Visitor. Dr. Kemp was a tall young man. His house was on a hill above the town. That evening he was in his study. He heard the gunshots and opened the window. He looked out and saw the group of people outside the hotel. He stood there thinking. Then he closed the window and went back to his work. An hour later, there was a knock at the door. Dr. Kemp heard the servant answer the door, but she did not come upstairs to his room. He went to the stairs and called. "Who was at the door?" "No one, sir," she answered. Dr. Kemp returned to his study and started to work again. At 2 o'clock in the morning, he went downstairs to get something to drink. In the hall, Dr. Kemp saw a dark spot on the floor near the stairs. He examined it. It was blood. "Why is there blood on the floor?" he asked himself. He entered his room and stopped, surprised and confused. There was a lot of blood on the bed. Then he heard a loud voice say,
"Kemp?"
But he didn't see anyone in the room.
"Kemp,"
the voice said,
"don't be afraid. I'm invisible."
Dr. Kemp remembered the stories about the invisible man in the area. He did not believe them. Suddenly, he saw a bandage in the air. It had blood on it. He felt an invisible hand touch him. He went pale. The voice said,
"Kemp, I need help."
Dr. Kemp tried to free himself, but the invisible arm in the bandage pushed him onto the bed and held him there. The voice shouted,
"Lie still, idiot! Do you want to make me angry? I am invisible. I don't want to hurt you. I need your help. I'm Griffin. We studied together at university. Do you remember me? I discovered how to make myself invisible. You must remember me."
Dr. Kemp thought for a few moments. "I remember you," he said finally. "But to make yourself invisible, it's horrible. How did you..."
"It is horrible," said Griffin. "Someone shot me and I am in pain. I am also very, very tired. Please bring me some food and drink, and give me something to wear."
Kemp gave Griffin a drink. An invisible hand took the glass from him, and invisible lips drank from the glass. Kemp gave the invisible man his dressing gown to wear. Then he went to get some food. When Kemp returned, the invisible man started to eat immediately. Kemp watched in surprise. "Why did they shoot you?" Kemp asked.
"A vagabond stole all my money. But can I have more to eat before I tell you everything?"
After his meal, Griffin wanted a cigar. Kemp gave him one. It was strange to watch him smoking. "You must tell me," said Kemp. "How did you do it? How did you become invisible?" But the invisible man was too tired and in too much pain to tell his story that night.
"I must sleep," he said, "but I am frightened that they will come and catch me. Don't tell them that I am here, Kemp."
Kemp looked at him. "Sleep," he said. "You are safe here."